This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. It is so good to be able to bring you the Word of God, and it is such a joy to bring this message. God Accepting Me, Part 20. We're looking at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. And the reason for that, my Bible titles it perfectly. It says, love is the most important thing, and that is the truth. If I could speak all the languages of the earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, if I had understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had the faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. But if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing, says Paul. How true all of that is. You can have all the money in the world. You can have incalculable wealth. You can have all of these things. You can have such great gifts. But if you don't love, you're wasting your time. And that love comes from God. Paul goes on to tell us exactly what perfect love is. Paul goes on to explain that the love that he's sharing here comes from God. Listen to this. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices when the truth wins out. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. That's what love is. If you've ever wondered what real love is, that is what love is, right there. Love is patient and kind. Oh, beloved, how often have you been in a situation with a loved one where that hasn't been the truth? You know, one time I was preaching this particular message, and I said to the congregation, I want you to make a list. And as you make this list of what love is and what love isn't, go through it step by step by step. Which of them are you failing? Which of them are you falling down on? Love is patient and kind. Ask yourself this. Are you patient and kind with your loved ones? And if you can answer yes, but sometimes I get impatient with them, sometimes I'm not kind, then you have to answer no. Even if you do it once, you have to answer no, because this is important. And I believe that these verses are life changing because of it. Love is patient and it's kind. Do you fail there? At the end of this hour one nugget, beloved, we are going to pray that each single step through this maze, through this wonderment of love, and if we're failing, I believe God is going to sort that out. So if you are feeling impatient and you're not feeling particularly kind towards those you should be loving, God's going to do something about it, and he's going to do it today. I feel it. I know it. I know it like I know it. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. Have you ever felt real jealousy towards your loved one? So much so that it has driven you up the wall? Have you ever felt boastful or proud? Have you ever been rude? This hits home when you look at it like this. This hits home, and it's supposed to hit home, because these words are so important. These words are life-changing. And when we realize that we have to love the way Jesus loved, why? Because he said it. He said, love one another. And then he said, as I have loved you, I command you to love one another. That's in John, the 15th chapter. Beloved, we've got no choice, and therefore we have to get this right. Something love isn't, it's not jealous. So if you're feeling jealous, if you have that feeling of jealousy that is deep within you, it needs to go in the name of Jesus, because it is not good. It is not helpful. It is not right. It's not boastful. Love isn't boastful or proud. It's not rude. Ask yourself this question. Am I boastful? Am I proud? Am I rude? How often do you look at yourself in the mirror and think you're doing okay? And then when you do that, you hear the gentle voice of Jesus, who says, you're doing okay because I'm there. I look in the mirror and I say, I like who you are. And I know the only way that I can say those words in the mirror, looking at my reflection, is to know that it's because of Jesus. Nothing else. Nothing else. There's no other reason than the love of Jesus. There's no other reason than the love of my Heavenly Father, when his love poured into me for a 7-day period, day in, day out, night in, night out. It didn't stop. And then I knew, because the Lord whispered in my ear and said, tell my people about my love. And that's what I've done ever since. And that is what I will continue to do until I take my last breath, talking about his love, talking about how much he loves us. And Paul is giving us a guide here. He's saying this is God's love. He's saying this is how we are commanded to love. Love is not boastful. It is not jealous. It's not proud, and it certainly isn't rude. How proud do you feel? You know, some years ago, about 4 years ago, I think, certainly while Worship Radio 247 was on the air, I went through a circumstance where I certainly was too proud. And the Lord took me to a place, and it was life-changing. It was uncomfortable. It was very painful. And what I realized at the end of it was the pride had gone, and humility, a humbleness of heart, had been replaced. And I love him because of what he does on a daily basis, not on a weekly basis, but on an hourly basis. God is doing something. Sometimes, beloved, I'm rude. And that rudeness needs to be knocked out of me really hard. And I know that little by little, I am learning. The Lord is showing me when I am rude. He's showing me when I am short with someone. And I have to ask him to forgive me. Love does not demand its own way. Never. Okay, this is what I want to do, and this is what we are going to do. No, that's not love. Love is always looking toward the person that you love. What would you like to do? What are your thoughts on this? It is not irritable. It keeps no record of being wronged. It is not irritable. And when I see that word irritable, I'm irritated. Seriously. I'm irritated the second I see the word irritable in the Word of God. Because still, I get irritated. Still, there are things that drive me nuts. And I know God, little by little, is dealing with it. It keeps no record of being wronged. As they say up in Scotland, stop casting up. Stop telling me what I've done wrong. Stop going on about the mistakes I've made. Because there is no record of being wronged. And if I go to God Almighty Himself and I say, Lord, what have I done wrong? Oftentimes He won't point anything out because His love for me keeps no record of when I've been wronged or when I've done wrong. Love does not rejoice about injustice. But guess what? It rejoices whenever the truth wins out. When the truth is there, love is rejoicing. Love never gives up, never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. Say every. Love endures through every circumstance. Love never gives up. If you love someone, it will never stop. If you really love that person, it will never stop. Never loses faith. It's always hopeful. And endures, and endures, and endures through every solitary single circumstance, no matter what it is. You see, when the Lord looks at me, oh my word, does He endure who I am? Oh yeah. He endures my quirks and the way that I am, he endures it through every single circumstance until I come out the other side and he says, "That's my boy." It never gives up. Love never gives up. It never loses faith in that person. There's always hope. Always hope. And it endures through every circumstance. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as I have skipped through this really quickly, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, replace in us those things that we are failing and continue to fail in when we come to this list that Paul has put together for us. Lord, whatever it is, replace it with the way it is supposed to be. Beloved, say these words after me. I want to love the way God is teaching us to love. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.